Noob.com. QTL. Because we care. We front you!
इस महीने मेरी सेविंग $400 हुई है।
मेरी सेविंग $350।
मेरी सेविंग सिर्फ $100।
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है। मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775।
क्या चमत्कार किया, मुझे भी गुड़ सिखाओ ना।
भाई बात सादा सी है, हमारे पास दो गाड़ियाँ और एक घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने। आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं। टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई। ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह 6472903773
4767298 6478 6708 pataka.com
ਦੂਰ ਖੋਈ ਨਾਲ ਰੈਡੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਨਾ ਕੇ ਪੂਰਾ ਟੈਮ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਦੀ ਲਿਆਉ ਮਠਿਆਈ ਟੇਸਟ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੈਮ ਖਾਣੇ ਮਿੱਠੀਏ ਹਾਈ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੈਮ
स्वीट महल ते इस दिवाली लग रहा है मठियाइयां दा मेला। थोड़ा खाओ जी पर खाओ बढ़िया। स्वीट महल तो लाओ ड्राई फ्रूट, देसी घ्यो दियां बनियां जलेबियां, स्वीट महल स्पेशल डेकोरेटेड डब्बे। पहुंचो 680 रेक्सडेल बुलेवर्ड और कॉल 416-679-9191। सेलिब्रेट दिवाली विद स्वीट महल।
एक अजिही जगह जिथे बहुत कुछ हो रहा है, एक जगह जो तरीखाना नू दखन दे निर्माण समर्थन नाल जोड़ के इसी अर्थव्यवस्था नू पुनर्निर्मित कर रही है, एक जगह जिस विच कैनेडा दे पहले इलेक्ट्रिक वाहन अते बैटरी दे प्लांटा विच $44 अरब तो वादा निवेश होया है, जिथे अज दी तारीख विच वधेरे लोग काम कर रहे हन अते ज्यादा कमाई कर रहे हन। एक जगह ओंटारियो है, ontario.ca/rebuildingoureconomy ते वधेरे जानो। ओंटारियो सरकार द्वारा भुगतान शुदा।
अपनी कम्युनिटी का सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुके है।
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना, क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट, सोफा सेट, मैट्रेसेस, डाइनिंग टेबल, डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स, गल कीजिए सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल लई नो ब्याज।
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171।
770 AM دی نشریات سنن تے حالات حاضرہ تو با خبر رہن دے واسطے نیوز انفارمیشن انالیسس الیکٹرک گڈیاں دے وچ ای آواز آفیشل ایپ یا ساڈی ویب سائٹ eawaz.com لوکل نمبر 6478724900
चांदनी
बैंक्वेट हॉल,
इंटेलिजेंट चॉइस लोकेशंस, साउंड सिस्टम इनोवेशंस, चांदनी बैंक्वेट हॉल,
30 years ऑफ हॉस्पिटैलिटी एक्सपीरियंस, कॉर्पोरेट इवेंट, एग्जीबिशन, एक्सपो और एनी सेलिब्रेशन,
इंडोर एंड आउटडोर गोल्फ कोर्स फैसिलिटीज, चांदनी बैंक्वेट हॉल। फॉर अपॉइंटमेंट कॉल टुडे एट 9054588888 9054588888 और विजिट chandnivictoria.ca।
चोपड़ा ज्वेलर्स,
सोने चांदी डायमंड या प्लैटिनम की खूबसूरत ज्वेलरी,
यूनिक
मुनफरिद
वैरायटी,
बेशुमार स्टाइल, बेमिसाल कस्टमर सर्विस।
पर कैनेडा तो अब देसी हो गया
ना जी ना, चोपड़ा ज्वेलर्स में एंटर होकर दुबई UAE की याद आएगी।
चोपड़ा ज्वेलर्स,
एल्बियन इज़लिंगटन के इंटरसेक्शन पर, चोपड़ा ज्वेलर्स 1066 एल्बियन रोड इटोबिको 416-744-7534। चोपड़ा ज्वेलर्स, मस्त विज़िट।
चमके चोरी खन के लौंग मारे लश्कर हम हो गए तुम्हारे।
फर्स्ट मॉर्गेज, सेकंड मॉर्गेज या फिर हो वे लोन,
सोचो ना बस बिल्कुल भी, हुने मिलाओ फोन,
416-502-8000। स्ट्रेस चाहे लाख दा होवे या कख दा, उस जिंदगी मुश्किल कर देता है। बाकी बातें एक तरफ, आपके फाइनेंशियल स्ट्रेस का हल है शिराज शफीक, जिनके पास है मिलियंस ऑफ डॉलर्स के प्राइवेट फंड्स। लास्ट मिनट क्लोजिंग्स हो या डिफिकल्टीज, सभी के लिए शिराज शफीक 416-502-8000। लाइसेंस नंबर 10845। इंडिपेंडेंटली ओन्ड एंड ऑपरेटेड।
बिरयानी तो ठीक है, लेकिन भाई डिनर मीठे के बगैर अधूरा होता है। कोई देसी मीठा नहीं है?
अब्बू, कनाडा में आके भी आपका देसी मीठे का शौक नहीं गया?
क्यों ना जाए, मुल्तानी डिलाइट सोन हलवा है ना, ताज़ा कनाडा में बना और बिल्कुल वैसा ही जैसे बैक होम में मिलता है।
हाँ, अब डिनर पूरा हुआ।
मुल्तानी डिलाइट सोन हलवा, हर खाने के बाद मिठास भर दे। GTA में देसी ग्रोसरी स्टोर्स पे दस्तयाब या ऑनलाइन ऑर्डर करें। आज ही विजिट करें मुल्तानीहलवाडिलाइट्स.com 416-270-4439 416-270-4439। मुल्तानी डिलाइट सोहन हलवा, ऑलवेज फ्रेश।
खुदा न करे अगर आपका कार एक्सीडेंट हो गया और आप कानूनी मदद लेना चाहते हैं, तो न सिर्फ हम आपके हक का जायज ज्यादा से ज्यादा पैसा लेकर दिलवाते हैं, बल्कि अपनी फीस भी आपका क्लेम दिलवाने के बाद ही लेते हैं। और मैं आपकी अपनी अंजुम कुरैशी आपकी अपनी जबान बोलती हूँ, और हमारे पर्सनल इंजरी लॉयर्स की टीम आपके क्लेम को प्रोफेशनली हैंडल करते हैं। और अगर अपने क्लेम के सिलसिले में आप हमारे लॉयर के साथ मीटिंग करना चाहते हैं, तो हमारी कंसल्टेंसी बिल्कुल फ्री है। आज ही मुझे कॉल करें, आपके कार एक्सीडेंट केस में आपका इन्फॉर्मेशन लेना आपका हक है। 416-570-0157।
कहते हैं कि माया को खींचे माया कर कर लंबे हाथ। हैरी सोन द मेजेस्टिक मॉर्गेजेस के साथ रेजिडेंशियल कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज रीफाइनेंसिंग आपने करनी है, किसी किस्म की इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रॉपर्टी लेनी है, सारे बैंकर्स और लेंडर्स के साथ डीप ताल्लुक आते हैं इनके, आपको फाइनेंसिंग का बंदोबस्त मिल जाएगा और चार्जेस भी कोई नहीं देने पड़ेंगे। हैरी सोन जी बड़ी कमाल की तिकड़म लड़ा सकते हैं। बस आप कॉल कर लीजिए और पैसे का रेंज हो जाएगा $228 से $1000 महीना कैसे बचा सकते हैं। कॉल हैरी सोन नाउ 6472281000 हैरी सोन ऑफ मेजेस्टिक मॉर्गेजेस।
जबरदस्त उमरा पैकेज के लिए एक ही नाम, अल हबीब ट्रैवल। साल 2024 के उमरा पैकेजेस, वो भी खुसूसी डिस्काउंट प्राइस और आला मेयार की सहूलियात के साथ। परफॉर्म उमरा फ्रॉम 90th नवंबर टू 30th नवंबर 2024 फॉर 3,299, ट्रिपल 3,499, डबल 3,799। पैकेज इंक्लूड्स ट्रैवल मक्का टू मदीना बाय ट्रेन, स्विस अल मकाम होटल इन मक्का, अल अकीक होटल इन मदीना, फुल ग्राउंड ट्रांसपोर्टेशन, जियारत मक्का एंड मदीना। अल हबीब ट्रैवल 905-554-7786 905-554-7786। अल हबीब ट्रैवल।
इन सब कामों के लिए तो मुझे बैक होम ही जाना पड़ेगा।
कौन से काम?
वही, बेटे की शादी सर पर है और ज्वेलरी का खास काम अभी तक नहीं हुआ।
बस इतनी छोटी सी बात, पायल ज्वेलर्स पे हर किस्म की ज्वेलरी है और वो स्पेशलाइज करते हैं इन सब में ही, दुबई, सिंगापुर, इंडिया, पाकिस्तान और यहाँ की तमाम लेटेस्ट ज्वेलरी।
मुझे उनका एड्रेस बताओ, मैं आज ही ये काम जाके करवाती हूँ।
जी जी बिल्कुल, पायल ज्वेलर्स का एड्रेस है 2720 नॉर्थ पार्क ड्राइव, यूनिट 42, ब्रैम्पटन। पायल उसके असलम भाई को कॉल करें ना एट 905-790-7879, दैट इज 905-790-7879।
एना सोना कर लिया, हुन अप्लायंसेस भी स्टेनलेस स्टील दे ही चाहिए।
हाँ जी, स्टेनलेस स्टील दे अप्लायंसेस मिलेंगे तानू ब्रैम्पटन टीवी एंड अप्लायंसेस दे, जिसे फ्रिज, स्टोव, डिशवॉशर, थ्री पीस किचन बंडल, इसके अलावा फ्रंट लोड वॉशर एंड ड्रायर, एनर्जी सेवर, एनर्जी स्टार, फिर टीवी सेक्शन एच सोनी, सैमसंग, पैनासोनिक, शार्प, हर साइज से हर ब्रांड का टीवी विद द लोएस्ट प्राइसेस इन द टाउन, सिर्फ ब्रैम्पटन टीवी एंड अप्लायंसेस दे। ब्रैम्पटन टीवी एंड अप्लायंसेस 801 बोवे ड्राइव वेस्ट ब्रैम्पटन, या कॉल करो 905-450-2828-905-450-2828।
ओपन माइक कैफे एंड कुजीन, जहां आपको मिलेंगे मजेदार खाने जैसे के लाहौरी गोट कड़ाही, शिनवारी गोट कड़ाही, निहारी, हलीम, पाए, बिरयानी, सीख कबाब, चिकन टिक्का, शवरमा, पिज्जा और मजेदार लाहौरी छोले, पालक पनीर और बहुत सी वेजिटेरियन ऑप्शंस। ओपन माइक कैफे एंड कुजीन, वही देसी अंदाज और वही देसी जायका। 1310 दंदा स्ट्रीट ईस्ट, मिसिसागा, यूनिट 3। ऑर्डर नाउ, कॉल 416-526-6800।
क्या आप या आपकी फैमिली डेथ, डिसेबिलिटी या क्रिटिकल इलनेस जैसी नागहानी सूरत हाल के लिए तैयार है? अगर नहीं तो सन लाइफ के प्रदीप जी का नाम याद रखिएगा 4168945872।
जी हाँ, सलाह मशवरे और किसी भी पॉलिसी के रिव्यू में मैं प्रदीप सिंह आपकी पूरी मदद करूँ।
ट्रस्ट वर्दी ऑनेस्ट चार्टर्ड लाइफ अंडरराइटर एंड कैनेडियन हेल्थ स्पेशलिस्ट मिस्टर प्रदीप फ्रॉम सन लाइफ 4168945872।
और हर ट्यूजडे को मेरे टॉक शो में जरूर शामिल हों।
जी सवाई नाज़रीन, अस्सलाम वालेकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहु। कैसे हैं आप लोग? उम्मीद है खैर खैरियत से, खुश खुर्रम और सेहतमंद होंगे। भाई हमारा और आपका साथ रहेगा आज भी 6:30 बजे तक। जी हाँ, 6:30 बजे तक आपने और हमने साथ साथ रहना है। आज मंडे का दिन है, हफ्ते का पहला दिन, अक्टूबर की 28 तारीख और ब्यूटिफुल गॉर्जियस 10 डिग्रीज टेम्परेचर। 10 को गॉर्जियस कह रहे हैं तो मैं भी आपको बताता हूं साहब कि कल 18 डिग्रीज टेम्परेचर, यस 18 डिग्रीज टेम्परेचर, और फिर वेंसडे को 22 डिग्रीज टेम्परेचर, थर्सडे को 21 एंड फ्राइडे को 16, और फिर थोड़ा सा नीचे आ जाएगा सैटरडे एंड संडे, जो वीकेंड आ रहा है उस दिन जो है 8 और 13 डिग्रीज टेम्परेचर होगा। मगर enjoy while you can, enjoy. I always tell you guys, enjoy while you can, because Wednesday go 23 and Thursday go 22. Oh, iska to bolne mein bhi maza aa raha hai. Sab ab se kuch hi der baad hamare sath honge, kaun honge? Martin Medeiros, Regional Councillor, Ward 3 and 4K. We're going to talk about Brampton in particular. क्या हो रहा है ब्रैम्पटन के इलाके में? And आपके पास भी क्वेश्चन हो आप मुझे भेज सकते हैं 4168932223 पे, 4168932223 यहां पर टेक्स्ट कर सकते हैं आप मुझे सवाल, एंड हम आपके सवाल आज जो है उनसे जरूर पूछेंगे। बहुत सारी न्यूज है एंड इन खबरों के साथ साथ हम लेके चलेंगे आपको। और जनाब आज मंडे का दिन है, तो मंडे के दिन हमारे साथ मोहतरम जनाब करामतुल्ला गौरी साहब भी होते हैं। करामतुल्ला गौरी साहब हमारे साथ होंगे 3:30 बजे के बाद। और फिर और कौन है साहब? हाँ, आमिर मियां के यहां भी आपको ले जाएंगे हम। आमिर एंड शाजिया जी आ जाएंगे यहां पर 5 बजे एंड कुछ बातचीत होगी, उसके बाद पूरी दुनिया की सैर कराएंगे ये लोग आपके लिए, पूरे पाकिस्तान, हिंदुस्तान और पूरे तानों में क्या हो रहा है ये सारी चीजों की बातचीत आपसे करेंगे। गर्ज के हंसते खेलते बोलते, भाई लाइफ इज टू शॉर्ट, हंसते खेलते बोलते चलिए, जिंदगी को लेके चलिए। और इसी तरह हम आपके साथ होंगे 6:30 बजे तक। कुछ इनकी बात बता दूं मैं आपको कि जैस्मिन परमार से भी हम आपकी बातचीत करवाएंगे, अंजुम कुरैशी जी से भी आपकी बातचीत करवाएंगे, राजा बादशाह जी से भी आपकी बातचीत करवाएंगे हम। ये सारी चीजें आपके आपके फायदे के लिए, हमारे फायदे के लिए ये सब इनसे बातचीत करवाएंगे। और इसके बाद फिर हम आपकी बातचीत करवाते करवाते इसी तरह हम आपसे इजाजत चाहेंगे 6:30 बजे। तो चलिए साहब, कुछ एक पहले कलाम से हम प्रोग्राम का आगाज कर देते हैं और प्रोग्राम के फौरी बाद हम आपकी मुलाकात करवाएंगे उस्ताद नुसरत फतेह अली खान साहब। उस्ताद नुसरत फतेह अली खान साहब का एक बहुत ही खूबसूरत कलाम है, कोई तो है जो निजाम हस्ती चला रहा है। बहुत ही खूबसूरत कलाम, पहले इस कलाम को समाप्त फरमाइए, उसके फौरी बाद प्रोग्राम में वापस आएंगे। 4166201778 हमारा फोन नंबर है। चलिए साहब,
I'm
अरे खैरियत तो है, सारा सामान बिखरा पड़ा है, कहाँ की तैयारी है?
हमारी पूरी फैमिली दूसरे शहर मूव हो रही है, समझ नहीं आ रहा किस तरह से ये मूविंग होगी।
आप परेशान ना हो, आपकी मूविंग का सिर्फ एक ही हल है, 786 मूविंग प्लस।
अच्छा वो कैसे?
786 मूविंग प्लस वाले अपार्टमेंट, हाउस, ऑफिस, स्टोरेज और कमर्शियल मूविंग में स्पेशलाइज करते हैं। मूविंग एंड डिलीवरी, पैकिंग एंड अनपैकिंग, लोकल एंड लॉन्ग डिस्टेंस, 24 आवर सर्विस, 7 डेज अ वीक, आवरली एंड फ्लैट रेट।
आपने तो हमारी मूविंग ही आसान कर दी, फौरन 786 मूविंग प्लस का नंबर दें।
जी जी बिल्कुल, 786 प्लस मूविंग के अमीन को आज ही कॉल कीजिए, 416-786-6000, 416-786-6000।
आयशा ये तुम क्या सर पकड़ कर बैठी हो?
घर में मेहमान आ रहे हैं और मुझे 10 जगहों पर जाना पड़ेगा ग्रोसरी के लिए।
10 जगह क्यों, एक ही जगह है फातिमा ग्रोसर्स।
फातिमा ग्रोसर्स?
जी हाँ, फातिमा ग्रोसर्स मसाले, ताज़ा सब्जियाँ, फल, हलाल गोश्त, मैरिनेटेड मीट आइटम्स और स्पेशल बीफ स्टेक्स भी। ग्रोसरी का सारा सामान साजो आवाज के रेफरेंस पर स्पेशल डिस्काउंट भी। मैकलॉगलन और ब्रिस्टल के इंटरसेक्शन पर न्यू फातिमा ग्रोसर्स, 512 ब्रिस्टल रोड, वेस्ट ऑफ मिसिसागा, 9058487000। फातिमा ग्रोसर्स, सबसे जबरदस्त।
जी समय नाजरी, वेलकम बैक अगेन। एंड 3:18:40 हमारी घड़ी में हो चुके हैं। ब्यूटिफुल गोर्जियस 9 डिग्रीज कैन आस्क फॉर एनीथिंग बेटर। 9 डिग्रीज टेम्परेचर, आई एम जस्ट वेयरिंग दिस, यू डोंट नीड दिस, डोंट वरी अबाउट इट। आई हैव अ ग्रेट गेस्ट हियर, मार्टिन मेडियरोस, ही इज अ रीजनल काउंसलर, वार्ड नंबर 3 and 4 इन ब्रैम्पटन इन पील। And we'll be talking for a few minutes with Martin. Martin, welcome to Radio Sazo Awaz. How are you?
Thank you very much. It's actually interesting. It's my 10th year as being a counselor, and it's my first time here. So it's an honor.
For 10 years you've been?
10 years.
And you have never come here?
I've never had the pleasure. We've spoken before, but at media interviews and
just
so on. No. So that's why, for me, it's great that I have the opportunity to be here in person and to be here with you.
I thank you for coming.
Yeah, I really
appreciate it. I thank you because I know you guys are busy people, and still you take out time to talk to your constituents. I really appreciate it. There are a lot of things to talk about, but unfortunately, you know, the time, time. Legal basement. I'll start with the legal basement.
Sure.
Legal basement apartments, which is a concern for all the Bramptonians, if I can call them Bramptonians?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well said.
Okay. Bramptonians, what do you have the good news for them?
Well, I'm not sure it's really about perspective in terms of how we're trying to provide safe housing. And I know a big issue in Brampton has been our new registered licensing program that we have in the city. So anyone who has a legalized basement apartment, we're asking them to register with the city of Brampton. And we're trying to do this from a perspective of, at least for us, to work with the landlords to ensure that they're safe conditions, they're meeting fire code and building code. We still have challenges with illegal basement apartments. And I know in Mississauga, that's starting to become a bigger issue with my colleagues in Mississauga in terms of looking at illegal basement apartments because of the flux. Either, you know, as we always hear, the housing issue is getting worse. We see in Brampton more encampments, as we're seeing across the GTA, encampments even across the country. I know big city mayors are dealing with the issue. So having access to housing, and right now there's almost like a tsunami of asylum seekers, international students, folks from a socioeconomic, everyone trying to find shelter. And that's created tension right now in the city. So we have the program, which is really trying to ensure that landlords are meeting the requirements of the building code and fire code, and that there's safe conditions for people renting. That's been some backlash, but, you know, I think the good thing, it's a pilot project, and we have some learnings coming, and hopefully in the next couple of months we'll be able to get it right. Because as you know, when you put out a pilot project, there's pros and there's cons, and then at the end, council will make a final decision on how do we roll it throughout the city.
How concerned are you with the, as regional council or the whole council of yours, international students who are coming there and refugees and seekers, and And you must be aware of, I've seen it with my own eyes, 10 yeah. people living in a room, or yeah. 20 people living in a basement apartment.
Well, and that's why we're trying to tackle this, and that's exactly it. Our mayor has been very outspoken about highlighting some of the horrors that we've seen in Brampton, where we've had access to homes, and you would notice 7, 8, 10 people. We've heard as much as 20.
Yes.
You know, those are dire situations, and that's why, you know, one of the issues that we have is right of access. So even a police officer can't go to your house and get access to your home without a warrant. So what we're asking is that registered basement apartments that we get signed access, and that's one of the features of the program, so we can get in to ensure we do a yearly inspection to ensure that the conditions are right and that there isn't the situation of having, you know, 20 students living in deplorable conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And often the times they don't know their rights. And, you know, that's one of the aspects of the program is educating people. We still have a challenge with the illegal basement apartments. And I know in Mississauga, that's becoming a more increased discussion as well. And, you know, but in Brampton, we've been on the forefront trying to address this issue, and specifically in Wards 3 and 4, specifically our downtown Brampton, where it's more mature neighborhoods. And that's been the big struggle, because it's not only the people living in the home, it's the property standards and conditions. When you're used to communities which have certain pride in quality of life, and then you see homes that maybe have 10, 15 people, what ends up happening is you're going to see more waste collection. You're seeing, for example, maybe they're not taking care of their homes. So with the registered licensing program, we're telling the landlords, we want to work with you, provide those safe conditions, but you have obligations. You have obligations to your tenants, and you have obligations to the community. It's not just making money and not taking care of the community.
And that makes a lot of difference about not counting those people as residents in those houses. You know, nobody's going to admit, yeah, I have 20 people living in this two-bedroom sure. apartment. And then that imbalances your how many hospitals do you need? And
that's exactly it. One of the biggest struggles we always talk about, Brampton has an underreported population. So when we tell you we have around 750,000 people, we know we approximately have probably 100,000 people that are not being counted for.
Exactly.
So when we go to the federal or provincial government, because this is not a problem we created. The federal government, through whatever policies they found, they allow the visas and they allow people to come in. And the guy just want to outline that it's not a question, it's not a problem for them coming in. It's how they're being supported when they come in. And it's the colleges who are making money off these students one way or another, because they charge double the prices.
Exactly.
And then they're not supported, these students, and it's the municipalities who are left to deal with these issues because they live in our community. So either these kids come here, for example, international students are not being prepared to the cost of living in Canada. A lot of them are in dire situation. We had a press conference at City Hall last week where the mayor talked about human trafficking, and it's a big challenge. So these are some of the challenges that we're trying to address, and we look towards the provincial and federal government to be partners in addressing some of these issues, issues that are no fault to ourselves. So the challenge that you rightfully point out, when I go to the provincial government, when we go as a municipality and we want to say we have a population of 750, we have at least 850, they'll say, no, your official count is this. Everyone knows there's an underreported yeah. population.
Exactly.
So when they build the hospital, we're waiting for a third hospital, which they announced years ago, but we need a third hospital today. So while we're waiting for a second hospital to be fully blown out, we should be building already, planning a third one, because that's where we are from a community. So these are the challenges we're facing, and as much as we get lip service, and I don't blame one government or the other. I'm saying the federal and provincial government, everyone has a stake in this, and we also, as municipal leaders, we have to find solutions, but we need stronger partnerships to deal with these type of issues.
How easy are you making people to go and apply for legal basements and, you know?
It's easy. Once they've gone through the process of legalized basement apartments, it's just a question of going online and they can register their basement apartment. What I think is some of the challenge, we've heard, for example, when we started, there was a fee to it, because one of the challenges to run a program like this, you need to hire staff. You need to hire staff who are going to go out, do the inspection. You need to hire more bylaw officers. So we've hired more 20 bylaw officers. We've had to hire office staff who administer these programs, set the check. But one of the issues that we're having is while we're looking at legalized basement apartments, and they followed the law, they have the building code and fire code, it's the illegal basement apartments we're still having a challenge with, because we can't get access to their homes without a warrant. So that's the ones that spend more time, and those are the ones, in my mind, that we should be focusing on. So the legalized basement apartments is just one step. It's a pilot project. It's not the end all. But what we're trying to do is really raise the awareness and education, not only for the tenants, so they have their rights, specifically international students who sometimes are afraid, understandably, because they're looking for a place to stay which is economically viable. And they're afraid to rock the boat, because if they don't have a place to stay, what are the options? And we have to be realistic about trying to work with good landlords who want to ensure that they're providing safe, affordable housing for the residents. Because they have a right to do an investment like that, but they have to be protecting, and they have a responsibility on the property standards to the community. You can't just go around.
But then again, I'm scared. If I live in Brampton and I say, you ask me and says, report your basement being rented out to so many people. And I say, okay, but all of a sudden, you are aware of it now. You means the authorities knows about it now, and they're going to increase my taxes.
Well, what happens is, it's like this, is the basement apartments, anyone who's legalized it, you've gone already through the permit system. So you have firewalls, you've done everything according to the building code and fire code. Mm-hmm. We know who you are. So we've sent a letter to all those that who've legalized their basement apartment to register this program. It's almost as good as automatic. You get fined if you don't
which
register.
Which is very good, which is very safe for them, safety for people who are living there.
That's
you know,
right.
It's good. I mean, I always tell people, listen, if you legalize it, there are only a few things like, okay, you need a steel door here and they need a fat top,
100%.
Whatever you call it, the wiring here and there. Yeah. And you know.
And that's for the protection of the tenants, because we've seen cases, there's been fires, cooking, those type of situations, and then you see fires and you only find out after the fact that these were illegal basement apartments. And,
exactly.
You know, and again, you can't put a paintbrush and paint everyone the same. There are good landlords, and unfortunately, they have their challenges with bad tenants. So it's just not, and you know, we know that it's almost a year, almost 2 years, the wait that the tenant landlord board to deal with evictions, deal with these issues. So we're trying this pilot project, but again, the message around this program is that first, we want to ensure that people are getting housing, but we want to ensure that the quality of the housing is there, and also that the property standards are being respected. Because often the cases, and you see this even where I live, you see houses which are being rented out, and then they have garbage all over the front yard. They have four or five cars parked illegally, and those what people are frustrated with. So how can we do it in a way where people understand these are your civic responsibilities?
Mm-hmm.
You're part of a community. In the city of Brampton, we don't tolerate those type of things, and that's what we're trying to message those who follow the rules, that, you know, we expect some form of conformity to the community.
This morning I was listening to your Peel Police Chief, and he was mentioning there is good news is that, you know, Project Sledgehammer, they have charged five different people, and of course they have confiscated a lot of drugs, and whenever there is guns, there are drugs, they are all together, even though they didn't mention drugs, but there are always drugs there. Again, the first 9 months of 2024, there were 119 shootings in Peel region.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's alarmingly 80% increase from, if I compare it with 2023.
Sure.
How are you going to stop it? Like, it's just keep on more and more and more and more, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Every time you and I hear that, okay, this is the biggest guns confiscated, and this is the highest amount of cash we have all.
Sure.
And every time is highest and highest and more and more and more. So what do you think that you are going to do something about it? How are you going to take care of all this?
So I think the first couple of things, the first one, we got to remember that the Peel Police, we can't direct where Peel Police goes. We provide to improve their budget. So what does that mean? Essentially, under the Police Act, is that Peel Region, as councillors, we approve their overall budget ask, but the policing, they're independent. We have no role in telling them how do they do it. The one thing I would want to remind all the people listening today, based on populations over 1 million people, so that would be Peel, Peel is the safest community in all of Canada, based on statistics of serious crime. So, and you can take that to the bank. That's in what's called statistics. It's a stat survey based on more violent crimes.
But and Martin, if you compare it with last year or year before.
Well, what I was going to try to tell you is that, so on one end, we do have the safest community when it comes to population over a million, but that doesn't make that people should be at ease. Because as we know, there's a growing trend. And, you know, what today shocked me about the Peel Police press conference wasn't the arms, wasn't the devices, they're more violent in nature, was that a 20-year-old was charged.
19.
So from my understanding, 19, 20, yeah. But five individuals at that age tells me that there's deeper problems. Yeah. It's just not crime. And then the other thing I would remind folks is that crime doesn't respect borders. These are international gangs. These are gangs that are across Canada, have difference, for example, when we talk about auto theft, it's not just auto theft. It's auto theft connected with drugs, connected with firearms.
Yeah.
They're across all of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So we in Peel, obviously, because of our proximity to the airport, because of our proximity to all the highways, we probably have a higher tendency. So I think Peel Police, they're doing a good job. These are good things, signals. But it is concerning because I think there's a deeper problem when a 19 or 20 years old individual has to rely on this form of violent crime. Either we're failing them as a society and we have to have more government programs, more support. So I look at, for example, in Brampton, when we talk about Parks and Rec, because of our population that go underreported, right now our programs are packed. So we are at our max when it comes to young people who want to join recreational programs, want to join some of the issues, some of the sports fields that we have. So if that's happening, that means they're not getting access. So we have to, so that's why all these problems are interconnected. So on the one end, it's policing, so adding more staff, and we keep supporting the budget. It's gone up considerably, but ultimately taxpayers always come back to us and say, yeah, I want crime and safety, I want new recreational fields, I want a spanking new building, but I don't want to pay my tax because taxes are going too high. So that's the challenge that we always have, is where do you find? All I can say, me personally, and I only speak for myself, I always give priority to Peel Police, Peel Policing, specifically how we're growing as a population. Because I remind people, just in Brampton, as big-tier municipalities, we're the fastest-growing municipality in all of Canada. We get 33 people that choose Brampton to live every day. So if that's the average, 33 people, our police officers has to grow substantially to meet those population demands, and that's not happening. And we'll never be able to get there. So that's why, you know, my hat's off to our chief in Peel Police, because the leadership there is really about using new technology, new things. But you still have things that plague. Like if I was to tell you, one of the big concerns we have from a policing aspect in Peel Police is regarding domestic violence. Domestic violence, unfortunately, during COVID and after, has shot up. So domestic violence is one of the number one crimes that you have in Peel. That is really troubling when you think if that's what's happening out there. So I agree with you. We have to do more, but these are good signals. But just the community has to know, based on over a million people, Peel Police is the safest community, Peel Region is the safest community in Canada.
I believe what you're saying.
Yeah.
But that is hard to believe.
Yeah, understand.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I see it, and especially this morning's press conference, and the police chief is saying that, you know, this is 80% more compared to last year, 2023, the crimes, 119 shootings.
Yeah.
I've been here for 50 years, but I never used to hear Brampton and this many shootings, like, you know.
Well, I would say these are big city issues. Again, we're not a population of 250,000 anymore. Brampton right now, again, we have approximately around 850,000. if you look at include Mississauga, we're a region of like 1.5,
850,000. I think 100,000 underneath there too.
That's what I was saying. So, but if you include, we're over 1.5 million. So we're a big, big city. We're a big region. And that doesn't say that that's the justification for why this is happening. I think there's a lot of interconnected issues. There's lack of social supports for youth, ensuring that they're getting educational opportunities, ensuring that they're getting access to recreation, getting them off the streets, getting them into healthy programs, getting them the same opportunity. But right now, as you know, the cost of living is through the roof. So they're not getting equal opportunity as everyone else. Access to jobs, it's very difficult out there. So when you see these type of crime organizations, they prey on people like that. They prey on youth who unfortunately are not getting the same opportunity as others. So that's why we need to work together, federal, provincial, different parties, blue, red, orange, don't matter. We have to work together to find solutions.
And again, you know what, our provincial government is trying everything possible, because they asked today to federal government, and I backed them 100% when Premier was here, and I, at that time too, I said it, the bail system has to be more strict.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody does a crime and but Premier was saying that, you know, by the time I get home, the guy is out on bail, you know.
It's not as simple, and I understand right now everyone's blaming each other, because the other part one has to look at, for example, the wait times at our courts right now. So one
that's
of the challenges we have, and that's a provincial responsibility. So there's almost a two-year wait.
They got to change the criminal code. I mean, you shouldn't be
but
out
our courts, so I would say federal and provincial government both have responsibility. We have a responsibility as a municipality. All of us have to be rowing the same way if we really want to tackle crime. And as we see, crime is becoming transborder. So it's not just within our borders. These are organizations that have ties. You know, in Brampton, we heard about the extortions that are happening from India. We heard about businessmen who are successful in Brampton being extorted. That's a concern. And these are the type of crimes. We heard about all these interventions that are happening. So right now, it's more sophisticated, these crimes, and they're becoming more violent.
What's the solution?
Well, the solution, like I said, it's a multi-pronged approach. It's not just one magic answer. It's not one responsibility government. All of us have a responsibility. So I think it goes, again, going to the root of it, is how are we helping specifically youth, individuals, get the opportunities that they need, either through school programs, training programs, getting them into access to healthy lifestyles, getting them support that they require. Also, the cost of living right now, one of the biggest issues that we're noticing is the encampments in Peel region across Canada. So our shelter system are beyond the means. And, for example, we have asylum seekers, we have international students, we have a conundrum of issues, which, and I do not say no to this, while they're here, but they have to be supported. There has to be adequate investments. So when the federal and provincial governments, you know, because one has responsibility when it comes to issuing student visas or bringing asylum claimers, the provincial government who said to the colleges, no, we're not going to fund you. They haven't funded them since 2018. So the colleges are forced to find other revenue. So that's why they rely on international students. So everyone here has a stake.
But the federal government says that we're not allowing you to have more students here.
They've reduced it, but by the time we see the impact, Brampton probably would be the most impacted community in all of Canada, because we get majority of, for example, specifically here in Peel region, but we get majority of international students that choose Brampton, and we're delighted. We just want to make sure that they have opportunity to be successful.
Do you you know, if I'm talking to counselors and of course Patrick Brown, you guys know we have so many problems.
Yep.
Okay. And then when we speak to the provincial government authorities, they say, yeah, we have this problem. They all recognize. You talk to the federal government guys, and they say, yeah, we know that we have these problems. Same problems everybody's talking about.
So where's the action orientation?
Do you guys all sit on one table and say, okay, let's talk about it and let's resolve it?
100%.
Instead of,
and I think
first thing what happens is recognizing what the problem is. And once you recognize, now what's the solution?
Yes.
Solution, all three level of governments can sit down and say, okay, this is the solution, and how can we work? Isn't that easy? Am I talking to you?
I sometimes feel like we're talking heads, but exactly what you're right. And you do see sometimes, again, when it comes to the whole impact of international students and its impact on our community in Brampton, you know, Mayor Brown has been a leader, and the municipality has been a leader in working with the provincial and federal government. Like, so last week's press conference on human trafficking, we know one of the biggest issues, specifically females who are international students, they get caught sometimes in a situation when they're looking for a place to stay. And as part of the requirement, when they come in, when they fulfill to be an international student, it says if you engage in criminal activities, you could be sent back home. So imagine an individual, a youth, a young woman in this situation who's 19, 20, and if she admits that she's being pressured to be part of human trafficking or is being extorted, if she goes to authorities, she's afraid that she'll be sent back. So this type of education, that's why I think the press conference really shows Mayor Brown's leadership in sort of saying to the authorities, we need to work together on a pilot project. How do we address that? How do we have someone who feels comfortable to come forward saying that this is happening so police can investigate and see if this, because a lot of these situations of human trafficking, it's just not two or three individuals. These are criminal organizations. And how do we address this issue? So exactly what you were saying, you do see some good progress. I know Mayor Brown has an excellent relationship with the provincial and federal government, so we look towards his leadership, and certainly I think all levels of government. Unfortunately, I would lie to you if I didn't say I become a little bit, as every Canadian is, as every Ontarian and probably Bramptonian, where you roll your eyes because you understand everybody identifies the problem. But like unless we start seeing money being thrown at it and programs being, you know, we've talked about asylum seekers and our lack of shelter space in Peel Region. We're waiting for the funding. We didn't make the decision because we want to make sure we have space. We're right now, we don't have no space. But the government continues to receive them. Rightfully, I understand that they want to do a good thing, but they have to provide the conditions. So we need resources, not just Brampton, but the Big Ten municipalities. They've been screaming for that. Give us the resources, make those decisions, let's work together and address these issues.
Any other good news?
Well, I think good news. I think good news right now. Unfortunately, I would say, as you know, it was interesting. I always find being a counselor right now, there seems to be a lot of tension in the community. You have, for example, crime and safety issues. You see encampments. You see what's happening, some of the sort of racist and really discriminatory rhetoric that's coming from south of the border that seems to be impacting our politics and even the way people think. And, one thing I'm really proud about being on Brampton Council is we're standing up to racism, we're standing up to division, we're standing up to those things which we seem to be creeping in. And that's the unfortunate part, because when you have students who are coming here who just want a better quality of life, they're coming here from their village or they're coming for, they want to be successful, the colleges have to step up too. The colleges, if you're making money off these students, make sure that you provide them with the right conditions. Mm-hmm. And who has the oversight? It's the province. The province has to make sure these colleges are giving quality education. The federal government, by giving the visas, they have to make sure that the provinces have the funds to be able to support the colleges so that we're receiving these students. So ultimately, everything's impacted. I think the positive thing is that everyone's talking, and at least there's no barrier. Unfortunately, politics is politics, and right now it seems like there's a flux. There might be early elections provincially, elections federally, so we're just waiting around.
At least your level is okay.
Well, we're good, but as you saw in the news, right? The Doug Ford government wants to do an announcement about Peel Region, which will have extreme impact on what Peel Region is, and that we're expecting might be in the next couple of weeks. So we've been dealing with this instability on trying to build housing. The government's saying they don't know if Peel Region's going to stick together. They announced last year, just before Christmas, no, Peel Region's going to stick together. It works well. It's going to be good. To after saying, no, we're going to make some tweaks, to seeing in the newspaper a couple of days ago that there might be significant changes and Peel Region may be no longer as the way we know it today. So these are the type of things. As a counselor, you know, you're representing an election, you're representing people, but you would hope that the governments work together to provide, you know, if the provincial government says we want to make these changes because it's going to be better for the community, great. Show me the data. Show me the stats. Nothing is open and transparent, and that's been my frustration.
You've been the regional councillor for the last 10 years, and You know a lot more than I do what's happening inside. But the thing is that, you know, I don't think that the amalgamation, it's not happening.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think that they'll break it up. But, for example, Peel Region is not the issue. You have to look at Niagara. Niagara has 48 councillors to 11 mayors who sit at the table. Look at York Region. We have one of the, we have probably the best water and waste system in Canada. We have, Peel Region has worked efficiently, has worked, you know, the problem that I have with this whole process is the government's never come to us to say, what problem are you trying to address? Just tell me. Just tell me as the local area, as a regional councillor, what do you have the problem with the regional council? Fine. Prepare a public report. Let's look at it. Let's discuss it. Make a decision. Let's move on. I have no problem.
So easy, right?
So easy. But we have not seen that. What we hear is that there's meetings with this, meetings with that, all private meetings, and we sit here not understanding even this whole thing about super mayor powers. All respect to the mayors, but you elect us, and it's almost turning into a communist polybureau because you're appointing people.
So you have power, man.
You have one person who deals with the budget, but you have elected representatives around the table. So why do you need us? Save us the money. We're a council of 11 in Brampton. Get rid of the 10 councillors. Just appoint one mayor. The government just saved money. You got rid of politicians. So that's the frustration I feel, is decisions are made, but they're not consistent, and they're not thought out. They're not publicly outraged. Come to any decision. Let the data speak for itself. Make the business case. The government has every right to make a decision. But another thing I would say, when the government got elected, they never talked about this mayor's superpowers. That was only after a year.
Yeah.
Be transparent and open with us. Let us know. Let us know what you're doing with Greenbelt. Let us know what you're going to do with these highways. I'm dealing with a hospital. I have Peel Memorial Hospital in the city of Brampton, which was announced 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I was at the press conference. I was so happy. We're finally going to get a second hospital. To this date, we're still waiting. And you're telling me you're going to build all these highways. You're going to build a highway under this. Where are you getting all this money? So I don't know.
We got lots of money.
Who knows?
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Because the federal government is going for election too, so they're going to say, okay, how much
do you need for this tunnel?
How much do you need that
tunnel? One thing you always have to respect is the decisions of voters. The public is the ones who they're the ones who have the rationale, and whoever they elect, they're the ones who are always right. So you respect that. You just hope that you work with the other partners to ultimately improve people's quality of life. And I personally like everyone, federal, provincial, very good people. But it's frustrating being a politician today because the decision-making isn't open and transparent. Mm-hmm. You're getting away with things that maybe 10, 15 years ago, that wasn't the way you would do it. It's not making decisions behind closed doors.
You know what? I wish I could have more time and sit down and talk to you about so many different things if we can touch. But on this note, that
I'm more than happy to come back and more than happy to get into any type of conversation. And it's a pleasure to be here. It's an always honor to be able to speak directly to your listeners. And I'm always available for any further discussion.
You know what? Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking our time and coming over to our studio to sit down and talk to us. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
We're going to go for a little break, and we'll be right back after these small commercial break.
Village Taste पूरे ओंटारियो का सबसे बड़ा हलाल सुपर रेस्टोरेंट है कॉन्टिनेंटल चाइनीज बारबेक्यूज ट्राई करना चाहते हैं कढ़ाई आइटम्स हैं एंड स्वीट्स एंड फ्रूट्स में पे इंतहा वैरायटी है बेहतरीन फीस्ट एंजॉय कीजिए विलेज टेस्ट पे आफ्टर मिसिसागा दे आर इन ओकवेल एस वेल विलेज टेस्ट 9052323663 विलेज टेस्ट कौन कहता है कि इंश्योरेंस कंपनियां वक्त पर क्लेम अदा नहीं करती एक और मिसकंसेप्शन कि लाइफ क्रिटिकल इलनेस डिसेबिलिटी या फिर ट्रेवल इंश्योरेंस बहुत महंगी हैं। नहीं साहब आप एक बार इंश्योर प्रो के फजल वदूद से बात कीजिएगा 28 साल का अंडरराइटिंग का तजुर्बा है लाइफ क्रिटिकल इलनेस डिसेबिलिटी ट्रेवल इंश्योरेंस हर इंश्योरेंस के मामले के लिए फजल वदूद ऑफ इंश्योर प्रो 905-607-5000
अजीत सुनते हो
अब कह भी दो
कितनी दफा तो कह चुकी हूँ
मगर कब
अब कुछ कहना वहना नहीं है बस लेके जाना पड़ेगा आपको हियर मैक्स हियरिंग सेंटर पर
Ultimate Hearing Solution. No obligation complimentary hearing test.
Kirmex Hearing Center, call Shiraz 416-792-8792.
Ringing, buzzing, hissing. Time to get your hearing checked.
Buy one hearing aid, get one 15% off. 416-792-8792. Ultimate Hearing Solution, 416-792-8792.
السلام علیکم، میں شبہات علی فرام میگا منی ایکسچینج. ہم تقریباً 18 سال سے منی ٹرانسفر کا کام کر رہے ہیں. اگر آپ کو پاکستان پیسے بھیجنے ہیں یا منگوانے ہیں تو ہم سے رابطہ قائم کریں. ہمارا فون نمبر ہے 905-279-4754 اور ہمارا ایڈریس ہے 4196 کوتھرا روڈ مسیساگا.
اب مارگیج کی پریشانی ہوئی ختم کی سٹون فائنینشل ایکسپرٹ کے ساتھ. کمرشل مارگیج، ریزیڈینشل مارگیج، پرائیویٹ مارگیج، کنسٹرکشن مارگیج، ری فائنینس، رینیول، سیلف امپلائڈ اور سیکنڈ مارگیج، آل یور مارگیج سولوشنز. کی سٹون فائنینشل ایکسپرٹ کی جیسمین پرمار سے آج ہی کانٹیکٹ کیجیے. ان کے پاس ہے مارگیج انڈسٹری میں سالوں کا تجربہ اور آپ کی مارگیج کا آسان حل. جیسمین پرمار مارگیج بروکر. کال ٹوڈے 647-923-5659. اسپیک یور لینگویج انگلش، پنجابی اینڈ ہندی. لائسنس نمبر 13654.
قرضے سے نجات کے لیے ایک ہی نام، محمد صدیق. آل دا سولوشن، پرسکون زندگی اور کریڈٹرز کی کال سے چھٹکارا.
محمد صدیق آل ڈیٹ سولوشن، بینک کرپسی، انسالوینسی، کنسالیڈیشن کرتے ہیں اپ ٹو 80%. محمد صدیق آپ کے لیے کام کرتے ہیں. پرسکون زندگی، اچھی صحت اور لمبی عمر کی ضامن. اپنی زندگی کو پرسکون کرنے کے لیے، قرضوں سے پاک کرنے کے لیے رابطہ کیجیے محمد صدیق 416-671-0577.
ٹیلی ٹائم الیکٹرانکس، ایل ای ڈیز اور ہوم اپلائنسز کی ہاٹسٹ اور برانڈیڈ رینج کے ساتھ 0% فائنانس، گارنٹی اور لوئسٹ پرائسز اور فری ڈیلیوری ان جی ٹی اے. تو انتظار کیسا؟ ابھی وزٹ کریں ٹیلی ٹائم برامپٹن 280 ردرفورڈ روڈ یا اسپرنگ ڈیل اسکوائر شاپنگ سینٹر یا ایٹوبیکو 1770 ایلبین روڈ یا 9909 مارکم روڈ. مزید تفصیلات کے لیے کال کریں 905-455-1666. ٹیلی ٹائم الیکٹرانکس.
ایشین فوڈ سینٹر دی ساریاں ہی لوکیشن تے 18 اکتوبر تو 3 نومبر تک لگ چکی ہے دیوالی سیل. 20 پاؤنڈ آشیرواد آٹا 12.99، 10 پاؤنڈ انڈیا گیٹ باسمتی رائس 13.99، 4 پاؤنڈ ایشین کالا چنا 4.99، 300 گرام ہیپی پنیر 4.49. ایشین فوڈ سینٹر تے دیوالی ڈیکوریشن آئٹمز دی وڈی ورائٹی ملے گی. دیاز، گفٹ باسکٹس، لائٹس، دیوالی پوجا کا سامان، تازے پھل فروٹ، دالاں، سبزیاں، سب کچھ انڈر ون روف. یاد رکھو یہ دیوالی سیل ایشین فوڈ سینٹر دی ساریاں ہی لوکیشن تے. کال ایٹ
0362.
کیا بات ہے بچے، بڑی آواز نظر آ رہی ہے. ابو جان خدا کا واسطہ، اس گاڑی سے تو دوسرے گدا گاڑی خریدتے، ہر موڑ پہ رک جاتی ہے.
اور بچے پریشان کیوں ہوتی ہو؟ لاؤ گاڑی کی چابی دو، ابھی لے کر جاتا ہوں پریمیم آٹو رپیئر. گاڑی کی نبض دیکھ کر خرابی کی جڑ تک پہنچ جائیں گے.
میری سہیلی نے بھی کہا تھا
وہاں پر کولنگ سسٹم، انجن ٹیون اپ، چار وین، کمپیوٹر بیلنس، بریکس، نئے اور پرانے ٹائر، ساتھ آئل فلٹر، مفت میں چینج، اسٹارٹر، آلٹرنیٹر گارنٹی کے ساتھ ٹھیک کرتے ہیں. بس اس کے بعد تمہاری گاڑی فار فار بھاگے گی. اس کی میلوس ڈرائیو اٹوبیکو، ٹیلی فون 416-747-6800.
770 اے ایم ڈی نشریات سننتے حالات حاضرہ تو باخبر رہن دے واسطے نیوز انفارمیشن انالیسز الیکٹرک گڈیاں دے وچ ای آواز آفیشیل ایپ یا ساڈی ویب سائٹ eawaz.com. لوکل نمبر
6478742900.
اپنی کمیونٹی دا سب تو بڑا، ودیا کوالٹی والا تے سب تو پرانا سوڈی فرنیچر ہر گھر دی پہچان بن چکی ہے.
او پھر بنے بھی کیوں نہ، کیونکہ بیڈ روم سیٹ، سوفا سیٹ، میٹریسز، ڈائننگ ٹیبل، ڈیکوریٹو آئٹمز، گل کیجیے سارے گھر دا فرنیچر ودیا کوالٹی تے ڈسکاؤنٹڈ پرائس تے مل جاندا. سوڈی فرنیچر تو 3 سال لئی نو بیاج.
142 کینیڈی روڈ، برامپٹن، 9058747471.
एक अजिही जगह जिथे बहुत कुछ हो रहा है, एक जगह जो उतरी खाना नू दखन दी निर्माण समर्थन नाल जोड़ के इसी अर्थव्यवस्था नू पुनर्निर्मित कर रही है, एक जगह जिस विच कैनेडा दे पहले इलेक्ट्रिक वाहन अते बैटरी दे प्लांटा विच 44 अरब डॉलर तो वादा निवेश होया है, जिथे अज दी तारीख विच वधेरे लोग काम कर रहे हन अते ज्यादा कमाई कर रहे हन। एक जगह ओंटारियो है, ontario.ca/rebuildingoureconomy ते वधेरे जानो। ओंटारियो सरकार द्वारा भुगतान शुदा।
थोड़ा खाओ जी पर खाओ वधिया। स्वीट महल तो लाओ ड्राई फ्रूट, देसी घ्यो दियां बनियां जलेबियां, स्वीट महल स्पेशल डेकोरेटेड डब्बे। पहुंचो 680 रेक्सडेल बुलेवर्ड और कॉल 416-679-9191। सेलिब्रेट दिवाली विद स्वीट महल।
आगी है दिवाली, खुशियां मनाउण नु पटाका डॉट कॉम तो पटाके लाउण नु।
1 नवंबर नु आ रही है दिवाली, तुसी भी पटाका.com ते आओ, बेस्ट क्वालिटी दे पटाके होलसेल प्राइस से ले जाओ। ग्रोसरी स्टोर, कन्वीनियंस स्टोर, कनाडा दे विच किते भी अगर